There has been a lot of bad news about crime and war and terrorism lately. It turns out that's good for business, if your business is teaching people to avoid kidnapping and escape from captors. Americans are spending lots of money on the growing evasion and survival industry. Jeff Tyler reports from Los Angeles.
The two-day spy, escape, and evasion course is perfect for any wannabe Harry Houdini. You learn to break free after getting bound with duct tape. You learn to pick locks.
Most locks, you're going to have to scrape for about 10 seconds towards the top.
And escape from handcuffs.
What we're going to do is we're going to put this shim in between the ratchet and the teeth.
All of it leading up to this.
I'm here locked in the trunk of a car. I'm handcuffed, it's completely dark, and I have to figure out how to pick the lock on the handcuffs and escape.
Okay, there it is.
Eventually, I did it. But in a class of two women and six men, I was the slowest. It took me more than 2 minutes.
Instead of the high net worth corporate guys, it really is the everyday American.
That's Jason Hansen. He spent 6 years as a CIA officer focusing on security. Now he teaches those skills. His two-day course runs $1,000. His clients are about 70% male.
I've had school teachers, I've had IT guys. The most unique background is I had a former Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus clown.
While it's hard to quantify, the survival industry is growing. Erwin Redlener is the director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. Since 9/11 and the financial meltdown, Americans feel more vulnerable. As a result, he says, entrepreneurial companies have emerged to fill a perceived gap.
Which has to do with a growing mistrust of government. Some general sense of discomfort that the government may not be equipped or capable of protecting me in a disaster, so I'm going to have to do whatever it is that I need to do as an individual.
Here in the Radisson Hotel conference room, we prep for an abduction. Seminar leader Jason Hansen pretends to be a kidnapper and wraps duct tape around our hands.
Give me your hands out. Put your hands. Don't move. I even hear you breathe loud. I'm going to gut you like a fish, you stupid, worthless American.
As soon as Hansen leaves the room, we all slip free of our restraints and charge out onto the streets around the Los Angeles airport.
I'm looking over my shoulder because I'm being followed. I don't know by whom, but as part of a practice exercise, I am being tracked.
The next few hours were a cross between a scavenger hunt and hide-and-seek. At the end of the course, I asked 33-year-old Mary Sol Cole what she got out of it.
It's a very good challenge for me and very interesting for my safety. Be prepared how to protect myself if somebody trying to, kidnapping.
And do you think it was worth the money?
Oh, yeah.
Another participant was 61-year-old Larry Trammell.
I feel a lot better about it, you know, if I were to be abducted or whatever, you know, I'd be able to handle myself much better now.
Trammell is CEO of a software company called TechFlow. He says that being an executive makes him a target.
There are disgruntled employees. I actually have one right now that was terminated, and he's made threats.
Trammell may be right to be concerned, but should the rest of us? Not necessarily, says Jim Rawls, author of How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It.
The chances of being kidnapped, zip-tied or handcuffed, and thrown in the trunk of a car and then having to attempt to escape are downright infinitesimal for the majority of Americans.
Still, Rawls sees evasion courses like these as an introduction, a good first step toward what he hopes is a broader interest in personal preparedness and self-reliance. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tyler in Los Angeles.